Matthew chapter 17. Then 6 days later, Jesus took Peter and James and John his brother with him. And he took them up a high mountain privately. And he was transfigured before them, and his face shone like the sun, and his clothes became white like light. Then the next thing that happened was that Moses and Elijah appeared to them, talking with him. And Peter reacted and said to Jesus, "Lord, it is good for us to be here. If you wish, let us make 3 booths here, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah." While he was still speaking, behold, a shining cloud overshadowed them, and there was a voice from the cloud which said, "This is my beloved Son, with whom I am very pleased. Hear him." And when the disciples heard it, they fell face down and were very afraid. Then Jesus came and touched them, and he said, "Get up and do not be afraid." But when they lifted up their eyes, they did not see anyone except Jesus alone. Now as they were coming down from the mountain, Jesus commanded them and said, "Do not tell anyone about the vision until the Son of Man rises from the dead." Then his disciples questioned him and asked, "Why then do the scribes say that Elijah must come first?" And Jesus answered and said to them, "Elijah comes first and will restore all things. But I say to you that Elijah has already come, but they did not recognize him, but did to him what they wished. In this way, the Son of Man is also going to suffer at their hands." Then the disciples understood that it was about John the Baptist that he spoke to them. Then, when they went to the crowd, a man came to him, kneeling to him, and saying, "Lord, have mercy on my son, for he is epileptic and is suffering badly, for he often falls into fire and often into water. And I brought him to your disciples, but they could not heal him." Then Jesus answered and said, "O faithless and perverted generation, how long will I be with you? How long will I put up with you? Bring him here to me." And Jesus rebuked it, and the demon came out of him, and the boy was healed from that hour. Then the disciples went to Jesus privately and said, "Why couldn't we cast it out?" Jesus said to them, "On account of your unbelief, for truly I say to you, if you have faith like a grain of mustard seed, you will be able to say to this mountain, 'Move from here to there,' and it will move, and nothing will be impossible for you. But this kind does not come out except by prayer and fasting." And as they turned back to Galilee, Jesus said to them, "The Son of Man is going to be delivered into the hands of men, and they will kill him, and on the third day he will be raised." At this they were greatly grieved. Then when they came to Capernaum, those who received the 2 drachmas tax came to Peter and said, "Your teacher does not pay the 2 drachmas. He said, "Indeed." And when he went into his house, Jesus had got there before him, and he said, "What do you think, Simon? The kings of the earth, from whom do they take taxes or registration duty? From their sons or from outsiders?" Peter said to him, "From outsiders." Jesus said to him, "Consequently then, the sons are exempt. But in order that we do not cause them offence, go to the sea and cast a fish hook, and take the first fish which comes up, and open its mouth, and you will find a stater. Take that and give it to them for me and you."